This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back, world. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Billy and I'm really, really happy to be with you here. On today's episode, I'll be talking about my favorite city, Joburg, the O-double-one, the city of gold. And I'll also be bringing to you another couple, another interesting couple. I'm just trying to carry on from last week, sharing some positive light on relationships, especially now during this tough time where we are faced with gender-based violence and a lot of abuse, especially sexual abuse. I'm just trying to highlight the fact that not all relationships are bad. With that said, let's get straight into it. What I really want to talk about in this episode is talk about my growing up in Joburg, my perspective of Joburg, how my perspective of Joburg changed as a kid versus where I'm at in life right now. I remember when I was a kid, my mom would always remind me that Joburg was a dangerous place. So growing up, I never felt safe. I never felt at home in Joburg. I remember when I was still young, whenever my mom and I with my little sister would go to maybe the CBD, the city center by MTN, my mom would always remind me that I should never walk behind her. I should always walk in front of her, or I should hold her hand. Little things like that. So I always had in the back of my mind that Joburg was a very dangerous place, and I never really felt safe in this place. Even though it's the place that I called home, even though I was here every day, I didn't feel safe. It took a really long time for me to start feeling safe in Joburg. I feel like I only started feeling safe in Joburg, I think, after primary school, when I got to high school, when I started hanging out with people that I shouldn't be hanging out with. So it's like, if you are friends with the people that everybody else is scared of, are you really scared of those people, or do you have any reason to be scared of those people? A lot of people, when they talk about Joburg, they'll obviously tell you about how dangerous Joburg is. But for me, I don't see it in that light anymore. I feel very comfortable in Joburg. Anyway, in Joburg, I feel like it's a safe place for me, at least, you know. I have had bad experiences. I mean, I've been mugged in Joburg. In Joburg, you have to keep your eyes open. You have to keep your eyes peeled at all times, because the person who's coming to mug you is the person who you least expect. It's not the person who looks like a thug. It's the person who looks like they're out here trying to help you for real. So just a kind reminder for anybody, maybe if you're not really, if you don't know Joburg that well, or maybe you're still new to the place, or you've never been to Joburg and you're listening to this and you're planning on coming to Joburg one day, just know that it's not the safest place in the world. I'm only saying I feel safe here because this is where I grew up, and I feel like you have to feel safe in your own home. You can't not be at ease in your own home. And the other thing also, in Jersey, life moves quick, man. Life is stressful. Life is strenuous, and you don't realize this until you go outside of Joburg. When I moved to Cape Town, I finally understood why people go emakhaya, or the homelands, during December or during Easter. It's so they can have a break away from this life. Joburg is like a machine. Joburg doesn't sleep. Joburg just keeps going on and on and on. And sometimes you need a breather. You need to breathe. You need to regroup. You need to find yourself again. And that is not to say you can't find yourself in Joburg. I'm sure there's places you could go. You could go to nature reserves, botanical gardens, and all of that. But you have to be aware of the pace of the city in order to actually realize. It was not up until I moved to Cape Town when I saw other people live their lives and how relaxed and how calm everybody else was. When I was in Cape Town, I always felt like I was in a rush to get somewhere while everybody else was chilled and relaxed and laid back. And that was frustrating because it was like, yo guys, you can't be lazing around like this, you know. There's money to be made. I'm from Joburg. I don't know this life. It's those little things that give a place its identity. The other thing about Joburg is the way people talk about Joburg. When I was in Cape Town, people talk about Joburg as this mystical place that they want to go to and everything's going to be fine. They're going to find everything they're looking for. A lot of people don't know that life in Joburg is tough. Like, life in Joburg is just competition. Life in Joburg is basically everybody trying to climb up a ladder. You know, everybody's in Joburg for the same reason. You're trying to have a better life. You're trying to make your dreams come true. You're trying to make this money. A lot of people come to Joburg naive about that fact. Another thing in Jozi is asking for directions. Guys, you don't ask for directions in Jozi. Yo, especially those guys who wear those green vests. Yo, guys, you don't do that. You don't ask for directions. In Jozi, like I said earlier on, you need to go there when you know why and what you're doing in and out. You don't go to Jozi to chill. You don't do that. With that said, I'm going to move on to the next segment of this podcast, and I'm going to be talking about another interesting couple, another lovely couple, and this couple is Riss and Kwan. I discovered them on Facebook as well, but I watch them on YouTube every now and then. I prefer Facebook because on Facebook, the clips are much shorter. It's just like they're snippets of the actual thing, so you don't have to sit and watch an 18-minute long video. Like the couple I had last week, Charles and Alyssa, Riss and Kwan also prank each other. They vlog and they do challenges together. They ask each other questions in front of a camera. Most of these couples that are online always do the I'm leaving you prank, where you pretend as if you want to break up with your partner. And I remember Kwan did that to Reese, and Reese's reaction was classic. She was hanging on to Kwan's leg and everything. She was begging him not to go. And that's just so cute, and it's very adorable, because it's hard to imagine, for me at least, that people still do that in this day and age. It's like in this day and age where we have technology, where we have things like Tinder, WhatsApp, and all of that, where we can just slide into someone's DMs. It's almost like any slight mistake, you could lose your partner, and your partner will move on and they'll be happy with someone else, because there's so many people who are waiting to be with your partner if you do mess up. I'm pessimistic about relationships because of how society has painted relationships. It's like I'm scared of getting into a relationship because I'm scared of being cheated on, I'm scared of having my heart broken, I'm scared of all of these negative things, so much so that I won't open myself up to a girl. I won't make myself vulnerable to this person, and therefore if I'm not vulnerable to this person, they can never be an opportunity for a relationship to stem. I learn a lot from watching these couples, especially Riss and Kwan, because I admire Kwan because he's very vulnerable. I like how he's a gentleman, he's very soft, and he treats his girl like she's a queen, and I really, really, really admire that. With that said, I'm gonna round up this week's podcast. I really enjoyed doing it. I appreciate you for listening to me. I hope that you got something positive. I hope that you inspired probably to visit Joburg if you've never been in Joburg, or maybe just to explore Joburg a little bit more if you have been in Joburg but have been scared. Just be safe when you do it. And I also hope that you've been inspired maybe to start a new relationship, or maybe just to go onto your Facebook or your YouTube and you check out Riss and Kwan so you can get inspired. I'm gonna have their information resourced so you guys can go check them out. You can catch me on social media at Renowned Billy. This has been the coolest podcast ever. I love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.